Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wives Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wives Network Core Team. This is show number 512, and I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield, and today is Monday, March 16th, 2015, and we're glad that you've decided to hang out with us tonight.
That's right, and like you guys know, we always have a party going on here at Army Wife Network. So if you're listening to our show right now, live, we'd love for you to head on over to Twitter and check out our Twitter party chat. It's a fun and easy way to follow and see what we're talking about with our guests and whatnot. If it's easier for you, you can use TweetChat, use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. And then, of course, you can always follow along, like I like to say, the good old-fashioned way on Twitter.com/ArmyWife Network. Besides the awesome chat and great guests, we have giveaways that you'll only catch on Twitter. So you don't want to miss out. And one more time, use hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
That's right. Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or just give them a call at 1-855-TRICARE. METTDP1. Again, that number is 1-855-METTDP1.
And we have a great show in store for you guys tonight. Our main guest will be Adriana Domingos-Luther, who is here to talk about Spouse Box. If you'd like to learn more while we're talking with our guests, you can head on over to thespousebox.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at SpouseBox or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/SpouseBox, and you can find them on Pinterest as well. We also have our Money Minute for you tonight, but before we get to that, we have some catching up to do, Miss Paula.
I know, it's been a little while since you and I have, I was thinking that. Bless your heart, how are you feeling? Because I know that you're a little bit under the weather tonight.
Oh, my gosh, like, totally. I've had better nights. Put it that way. I've had better, but I kind of knew it was coming on Friday. Like, the weather here in Georgia changed very rapidly. Like, just last week, we were, like, lower 20s, you know, late at night, and then it was, like, 40s during the day, and now we're, like, 89 degrees today. Like,
oh,
it's
wow.
Insane. And so on Friday, there's two classrooms that I spend the majority of my time in when I'm at work. And in one classroom, two kids came down with strep throat and one threw up. And in the other classroom, three kids threw up. Like, it was totally a Friday the 13th,
aww,
let me tell you. And she's got two kids who today confirmed they were out of school. There was a ton of kids out of school today, but two of hers were confirmed with strep throat. And I'm like, I don't think I have strep. My throat was hurting a little bit over the weekend, but then it started to kind of feel better on Sunday, and I was no fever, no nothing, so I figured, okay, I just, you know me, I'm loud, so I'm figuring, okay, my voice will just give out. And but then today, like, I went into work today, and it was just, like, all day it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And by the end of the day, I was like, oh, my God, shoot me. Like, this is awful. And so I got home and I took my temperature, and now I'm at, like, 101. And I'm like, okay, well, that happened quick.
Wow. Well, you're a trooper for sticking with it and being here tonight, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, I took meds hoping that it would, like, clear up a little bit, like, relieve some of the symptoms. And it did a little bit because my biggest thing was I can't stand to not be able to breathe through my nose.
Oh, yeah.
That irks me to no return. I hate it when you have that just – it's all stuffed up and you can't breathe. And so the meds are finally kicking in and helping with that because that's why I was worried I would sound so horrible because when my nose is stuffed up, I sound, like, atrocious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bless your heart. Well, I know that my oldest grandson – well, both of my grandsons were at the doctor's the other day, and they just – they just keep passing junk back and forth to each other. And, of course, being in daycare and that sort of stuff, I mean, it's just rampant. And so my daughter took them both to the doctor the other day, and it was like the baby, he's got a double ear infection. And they went ahead and they tested my older one for strep throat, and it came back, you know, negative the whole bit. Well, my daughter gets a phone call at work the next day and says, oh, well, we just need to let you know that we did another test and your son does have strep throat and you need to immediately pick him up because he was at daycare. And, of course, that's contagious. And she was like, what? So apparently they do, you know, just the quick swab and then they actually put it in the incubator overnight. And so she ended up getting a phone call. And, yeah, had to make quick arrangement. Oh, it's just been crazy, crazy, crazy. So I understand what you're talking about, especially working in the school system and being around all those kids. So hopefully yours is going to be short-lived.
I know. I'm hoping so. Because then on top of that, like, the teacher that I work under in our special education department, she's so cool. And she saw me, like, halfway through the day, and she's like, don't take this the wrong way, but you look like crap. I said, don't worry about it. I feel like crap. Well, she was ready to let me go home, but we have our teachers once a year. They get this, what we call it sacred planning, where the teachers get a full day where they're in the school building, but they're meeting with the other teachers within their grade level, and they're working on like curriculum maps and things like that we have to have. And so what they do is they bring in substitutes to cover those teachers' classes for the day while they get this, like I said, what we call sacred planning. And so when she was like, you know, you can go home. I mean, if you're feeling that bad. And I'm like, we've got like 18 substitutes in the school today.
Oh, wow.
Where am I going? Nowhere.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh,
every child we have is here working.
Wow.
I'm like, nope.
That figures. It's like, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly. Well, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going. Yeah. You're kind of like, okay, I'm not going there. Well, I mean, if it has to happen, though, unfortunately, but fortunately, I'm glad that it's happening now versus in a few weeks because we're getting ready to enter into our traveling and we'll be doing AWN field exercise at Fort Polk in April. So that is absolutely just right around the corner. I am getting excited about that, but even more so, I'm kind of entering my travel season a little early with my very early flight out on Friday morning, and I'll be gone for like 10 days and doing out of that 10 days. I'm going on a 7-day cruise. Yeah.
Girl, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I am too. I'm real excited, and the really, really cool thing about it is, of course, I'm going with family, and I actually get to go home the day before we leave for the cruise, and then when we come back, I have another day at home, and so, you know, I love going home to North Carolina. I mean, I love, 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 love Nashville. Everybody knows my love of Nashville, but there's just something about being able to go home and walk the beach and see the ocean, and you know, so I'm real excited about that. So we're kicking off the travel thing. And then when I get back from in between, what's that?
Right. No, go ahead.
What's that?
I was
going to say that.
Yeah, I said.
We're like, what? Huh?
What? Huh?
What?
Go ahead, sweetheart.
So. I was going to say that in between, you know, the traveling and that sort of stuff, I'm actually preparing. I'm doing one of your things, Janet. I'm prepping.
Prepping.
So I'm prepping. So I'm actually at my next drill, we're actually doing an FTX weekend, and at my next drill, I actually get to teach the troops something. And so I'm like, really? I was tasked with this, and I'm like, really? Okay. Great. Yeah. Okay. So it'll be fun, but you know, it's just like, you know, with being the only female in the unit, it's a little weird, but it's all good.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. What about you? What's going on with you? You're getting busy, and you're going to be prepping.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I hope you enjoy your cruise, because, you know, me and Dan went on a cruise for our anniversary. I think it was last year is when we did it. But it was our first time ever doing it. And,
really?
It was really nice. Yeah, it was our first time, but we had so much fun. I think you're going to have such a blast.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you, I mean, how long did you guys go? Did you have a, I mean, you got
we
any
did a
pointers?
7-day.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did a 7-day to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And the only thing I would do differently is I saw people, like, when we were getting on the ship, I saw, because, you know, they have, like, these cruise lines have, like, clubs where people, like, go on these cruises, like, all the time. Like, they do it all
right.
the time. And I saw that people had, like 12 packs of Coke and stuff. And I'm like, so that's weird. Why would you do this?
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Because as much as you pay for the cruises, like when you get on the cruise ship, like wasn't expecting to have to spend that much more money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
being
on
the ship
for drinks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like alcoholic drinks, I expected it, but like, even for just regular, like a Coke or whatnot, like you had to buy like this. You could buy like this pass for like $50 that would allow you to have those types of drinks like the whole cruise, which I thought at least they did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it was funny because me and my husband, we bought a bottle of Jack because they had this, liquor store area. So I'm buying a bottle of Jack thinking, hey, I've got that $50 pass for Coke and stuff. I'll just make my own stuff. Girl, they're not stupid. They wouldn't. They bring the bottle when you buy it. They bring it to your room at the end of the cruise.
I know. Yeah, they do. Yeah, you know what I've done.
I learned.
Exactly. I've been inquiring. I've actually had a couple of people tell me different ways to smuggle it on there. And I said, you know what? I'd end up being the one getting caught and be like you guys and getting it at the end of my cruise, you know. But the one thing that I am doing is I bought one of the filtered Camelback, what are they called? You know, little cup things, tumblers,
whatever they're called.
Water bottles, whatever. I bought one of the ones that has actually a filter in it. Because number one, you know, I want clean water. I'm not saying that it's not going to be clean water, but, you know, when you travel, you know, when you drink water, sometimes that messes your system up and that sort of stuff. So I bought
absolutely.
And I'm actually going to stuff it empty with those little, like, Crystal Light packets. Because I'm not a soda drinker. So I don't drink soda. And so my drink of choice is either sweet tea. You got to have that in the South, and water.
Yep.
And so, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to find different ways.
But my husband's on that kick where you put, like, that water enhancer stuff. So
I
think Crystal Light makes one, too, but he likes all those energy ones and stuff. I've been sending them to him in Korea because he can get them over there, but I guess they're a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it's
so
more
expensive. Yeah, sending him over there. So he's all into that, too. I personally like those Vivo ones. There's an energy one that's green apple. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got some other fun really stuff coming up, too, though, don't you?
I don't know if you call it fun. Anyone call PCSing fun? Let us know. But, yeah, we finally found out that we are going to Savannah, Georgia, which is a huge milestone for us because we've only been trying for, like, 15 years to get to Savannah.
So
we've been trying a long time. And it was funny because he came to me a couple weeks ago. I knew he was going to talk to Brant shortly after the new year. And his half assignment was supposed to be Fort Hood, which I was cool with. That's where we met, fell in love, got married, had our children, or one of our children. So I was all about going back there and visiting, and we've got friends out there and stuff. And he comes back and is like, yeah, there's no slots for me. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Fort Hood is your assignment, but there's no slots. So
right.
He talked to Brant, and at first they were like, well, you can go to Fort Wainwright, Alaska. And I was like, well, I'll pass. I mean, I'm it's lovely, but I am over some snow, dude. Like, I'm not all about that life at all. So,
yeah.
I told Dan, I said, I don't really want to.
I don't really want to.
Yeah, not at the top of my list right now. And so then they told him Fort Eustis, which is where we came from to this assignment. Mm-hmm. And I was okay. That wouldn't have, like, you know, made me upset or anything, but he would have had to be an instructor, and Dan's not the teaching type, like, at all. So
yeah.
He didn't want to go back and be an instructor. And so then we actually thought we were going to Fort Riley, Kansas, because that was spot they gave him. And about that time, I actually got offered a kindergarten teaching position here for this coming school year. And I know it was like my school here and my husband were like playing a game of poker and upping the ante. I'm not even kidding. And so I was like, I told Dan, I said, I don't really think that I can give up this job to move to Kansas. I mean, you can just tell that we're close to retirement because I'm just kind of over starting over. I'm just really over picking up and having to start all over again, especially in the career field that I've chosen, where now I have to go somewhere else and build up my rep for 2 years. And then you're going to retire, and then we're going to move back to Georgia. And I'm going to be back because Savannah's where we talked about retiring. So he called Brant and probably told him, look, man, I need your help.
You need to help me out, man.
Yeah, Brant actually contacted Hunter Army Airfield and found a unit that was willing to request Dan. So by requesting him, it opens up a slot. I'm like, where has this guy been for 20 years? Like, Brant has never
listened to anything.
This guy totally came through for him, and next thing you know, I've got a phone call saying, I got it, babe, you know, and I'm
that's
like, shut up,
awesome.
No way. And he was like, you can't tell anybody, you can't put it on Facebook. I mean, he was so terrified of jinxing it. He was like, please don't say anything. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything, you know, because I was the same way. I'm like, I don't want to jinx it either. And then finally everything started coming in. He got notified by the Army Career Center that he was going there, and he got his report date. And so then I guess figured it was safe enough to tell everybody.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fun
so now
stuff.
I'm in a job hunt again. So if y'all say some prayers for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was hard. That was probably the hardest thing I've ever done. This principal here was handing me my dream job on a platter.
Oh.
And to have to look at her and say, can't do that. Sorry, was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah. Well, we'll just believe that there's going to be something just as good for you.
And that's what I'm hoping. That's what I need. That's what I keep telling myself.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Good. Good.
That we are running a little bit late, so we'll go ahead and get on with our AWN happenings and see what's happening over there.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All right, so over on Army Wife Network, on our Facebook page, one of our hot topics that people were talking about was how the Army has been probing a failing program that we've been following on the USA Today report. Said Army leaders ordered inspections of all 54 of the service's substance abuse clinics in response to a USA Today report this week that half of outpatient treatment centers are operating at substandard levels, and thousands of soldiers are denied the help they need. Army Secretary John McHugh and General Ray Odierno, the Army Chief of Staff, issued the directive after learning of allegations that the Army Substance Abuse Program may not be providing adequate care to our soldiers. Lieutenant Colonel Benjamin Garrett, an Army spokesman, said in a statement on Friday, the Army Inspector General was told to conclude the examination of clinics across the United States, in Europe, and in Southeast Asia within 90 days. McHugh and Odierno ordered unfettered access to Army activities, personnel, locations, organizations, and documents to complete the investigation. So I hope they're able to figure out what's going on, because I hate any time that our service members are not able to get the care that they need.
Absolutely. Well, over on AWN, what was hot this week is our very own AWN core team member, Jennifer. She continues her research into education benefits that are offered by state. So part two covers Maine through Oregon. Check it out and see what benefits your state may offer. You can find Jennifer's blogs over at ArmyWifeNetwork.com under blogs and AWN Experience.
Yeah, she did. She did an absolutely phenomenal job.
She does
a great
job on that.
Very, very nice to have a resource like that. So over on social media, also, we want to let our listeners and our fans know that Jennifer's also our Post with the Most lady. She's working this month on Fort Benning. So we are sending a shout out to all of our Fort Benning residents, past and present. It's been chosen as our featured installation. So if you would be interested in helping Army Wife Network out, we'd love to have you fill out a small survey. Jennifer can send that to you via email. You just have to contact her at jennifer@armywifenetwork.com. You fill out a quick survey, help us out, and we may include your comments in our segment. So come tell us all about Fort Benning, Georgia. We want to hear about it.
Last but not least, it's our public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them 10 days in advance. If you do have one, please send it over at info@armywifenetwork.com so that we can get it in the rotation for a show. And tonight we've got Army Wife Network Scholarship. Career Step and Army Wife Network have joined forces to support and strengthen the military community. In an effort to help military spouses find the resources they need, CareerStep has partnered with AWN to present a military spouse scholarship program to provide the financial jumpstart a spouse may need to gain the education needed to improve their life. CareerStep's Army Wife Network Scholarship offers one deserving military spouse $2,000 that can be used for higher education. Visit careerstep.com/AWN for more information. If you still have some questions, please feel free to email CareerStep's military liaison, Tim Reynolds, at tim.reynolds@careerstep.com. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next, after these quick commercial breaks, is AWN's News 6 Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental Coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family's smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6, Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. High-profile members of the Obama administration are pushing Congress to approve presidential war powers against ISIS. The testimony before Congress on Wednesday, given by Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and General Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was aimed at shoring up support for the administration's authorization for use of military force, but also highlighted what many lawmakers perceive as shortcomings in the draft authorization, which would guide a new global war against the Islamist extremists for the next 3 years. Our nation is strongest when we act together, and we simply cannot allow this collection of murderers and thugs to achieve its ambitions, Kerry said during the hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Kerry noted that ISIS has captured land in Iraq and Syria, threatening the death or submission of all who oppose it and the incitement of terrorist acts across the globe. The Obama administration's request for a new authorization has had trouble gaining ground on Capitol Hill due to doubts on both sides of the aisle over the geographic scope, time frame, and whether U.S. ground forces might be used. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee called the hearing Wednesday to gauge whether any legislation is possible, saying, "We don't know of a single Democrat who supports the current proposal." Committee member Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey noted that the Nigerian terror group Boko Haram, responsible for thousands of deaths and attacks on civilians, announced its allegiance to ISIS. He asked the administration officials if the U.S. could attack the group under the proposed authorization. Carter said the White House is requesting wide flexibility to fight ISIS, even as it aligns and morphs into other groups around the globe. He said such groups could be attacked if they meet two requirements. They must pledge allegiance to ISIS and pose a direct threat to the United States. On Friday, President Obama paid a visit to the hospital in Phoenix that is at the heart of the VA scandal. President Obama's visit to the Department of Veterans Affairs Hospital that was the epicenter of last summer's nationwide scandal highlighted the work that the VA still must do to weed out incompetent executives and win back the confidence of veterans. Senior executives at the Phoenix facility and at VA hospitals throughout the country were found to have falsified records to hide long waiting times facing veterans seeking medical care. The focus of Obama's visit to Phoenix was the problems that remain after the scandal broke 9 months ago. The president talked about the need to continue improving mental health care and suicide prevention programs for veterans, as well as changing the culture in which veterans' needs were too often ignored. Much of that work will fall to Robert McDonald, who became VA secretary last summer. To help him, Obama announced the creation of an advisory committee made up of corporate executives, veterans, medical professionals, and academics who will recommend reforms to help modernize the VA and improve customer service. The fellowship application for the Veterans Innovation Partnership opened this week. The Department of State opened the fellowship application period for the next round of the Veterans Innovation Partnership, which aims to mobilize resources and build networks to promote foreign affairs, career opportunities for veterans. The VIP program was launched by Secretary of State John Kerry in October 2013. The program assists with educational opportunities to study international relations, establishes fellowship opportunities at U.S. government foreign affairs agencies, and facilitates international public and private employment opportunities. VIP fellowships are open to veterans who are enrolled or have recently completed a master's degree in the preferred fields of international business, international relations or affairs, public policy, public administration, or a related field. Applications can be submitted until March 27th, but those received before March 20th will receive first consideration for employment. That's your news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen, signing out.
You are a waste. a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jana McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield. Tonight, we have with us Adriana Dominguez-Lufer, co-founder and CEO of MFB New Media, honored recently by the White House as a military spouse entrepreneur champion of change. Adriana is the creator of MFB New Media's flagship online magazine, Next Gen MilSpouse. In the fall of 2014, she and Crystal Spell co-founded SpouseBox. It's the first subscription box by and for military spouses.
Adriana was profiled by Glamour Magazine as one of 50 phenomenal women of the year who are making a difference. She has contributed to CNN, NBC Latino, the Military Saves blog, New Latina Online Magazine, and the American Military Partner Association blog. Adriana is a passionate advocate for military spouse employment, entrepreneurship, and political engagement, and is a proud member of the Board of Directors for In Gear Career for Military Spouses and the American Military Partner Association. She has dedicated her expertise in social media, branding, and web design to help launch groundbreaking programs for military spouses, including the Military Spouse CEO Experience and Homefront Rising. We are pleased to welcome Adriana to the show. Are you there, Adriana?
I hope so. Am I?
Yes,
you are.
You are. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from my home away from home, or my home until I have a home, in Montgomery, Alabama. We just PCS'd to Maxwell Air Force Base. And, of course, our house won't be ready until May, May 14th, I think. So we're living it up. Hotel style for the next 2 months.
Oh, I feel you. When we moved to Atlanta, we had to live in a hotel for like 45 days. So I'm right there with you. I feel you.
Always an adventure.
Wow.
So, Adriana, why don't we start off tonight by you explaining to our listeners exactly what SpouseBox is, and maybe telling us a little bit about yourself too.
Oh, sure. So SpouseBox, I guess I can get that out of the way first. SpouseBox is a subscription box for military spouses. So basically, if you've seen like BarkBox, which is a subscription box for dogs, or BirchBox, which is a subscription box that has, you know, four or five snacks in it that or natural brands that you can receive in the mail every month. SpouseBox is pretty much the same thing. It's almost like sending yourself a care package each month with 5 to 6 hand-picked goodies. Crystal and I work really hard trying to find really cool and fun things to put in a little box for our SpouseBox fans. And we consider them, they're like care packages. We're always sending care packages as military spouses. We're sending them to someone else. We're sending them to our spouse. We're sending them to our spouse's unit and our friends. But very rarely do we send ourselves a care package. So SpouseBox is kind of formed with that idea in mind that we deserve a care package too, because no one's looking out for us. So that's where Crystal and I get to kind of put that care package together for you.
That's really cool. I like that idea. Pampering
yeah,
yourself.
It's really neat.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, so many times, you know, us military spouses, we don't do that. But that's really, I mean, that's I've looked at it too, and I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. That's some really cool stuff in there. So, okay, tell us, what was the light bulb moment that made you and Crystal launch SpouseBox? What was it?
Well, I remember we were coming back from a conference, and she and I were just sitting in like an airport lounge. We were talking about all these great subscription boxes that were out there, and we're like, man, I wonder why there isn't one for like military spouses or like our service members. And then I can't remember who turned to who, and we said, oh, we should totally do that. And whoever said that, the other person just looked on like light bulb, literally light bulb in the eyes, light bulb above the head. And we're like, we should try. And it just kind of was like a magic moment. We were like, yeah, we should totally do that. We should do it. And as soon as we got home, I think we sat on it for probably about 72 hours once we got back from our flight and kind of unwound from the trip that we were coming back from. You know it's a good idea when you revisit it, because we revisited it immediately. We were like, we should really, have you thought any more about this? We should do this. We should get this started. And we immediately started just taking steps, you know, from creating the logo to starting to look into doing research on, you know, how do you even start a subscription box company? Because I think a lot of times we see businesses and we're like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to do that? But we have no idea where to start. So we had to start researching. We've never done this before. We didn't know what we were doing.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
I can imagine. That's a big undertaking.
It was like a roller coaster. It still is like a roller coaster, but it was a really, really scary roller coaster in the dark for the first couple weeks, months.
When did you start it? When did it launch?
Well, what we did is we soft launched SpouseBox. So basically, we rolled it out as a coming soon product, right? Because that's how you generate buzz ahead of time. When we did that, I want to say, gosh, it feels like it was ages ago, but must have been November, around end of October, November, and our goal was to start selling SpouseBox in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were like, yeah, you know, we're going to open it up December 1st, and if we sell out by the 24th, by Christmas Eve, you know, we're solid.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really think that anybody, you know, we were like, no one's going to know what we're doing or what it is. And when we sold out in, like, I think it was 13 hours on the first day.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were, you ever sit in front of your computer watching something happen? And you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Now, on that first launch, did you limit how many you were able to send out?
We did. We limited it. We kind of had an idea in our mind of, okay, you know, but and that was great, too, because a lot of people say, well, how do you know how many to start with? We don't know.
Right,
we guess.
Right.
Okay.
We were
right.
Like, that sounds like a nice number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we could do that. Sure.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And we did, and it worked out really well. I just remember laughing hysterically in disbelief as people were buying, and we were so honored and so just gobsmacked and felt so just like, it's so fun to build a community. You all know Army Wife Network is a fantastically large community, and to build that kind of affinity in such a short amount of time for us to get ourselves started.
Sure.
That was what we wanted to do. It's a lifestyle, you know, being a military spouse, there's a lot of things that bring us together and unite us across our differences. And when we can create a product like this that we think meets the need of a very, you know, we're a population who gives, you know, we're a population who's constantly giving. It's so nice to create an excuse for us to give back to ourselves. And I think people got behind that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a fantastic idea. But speaking of the products, maybe you can fill us in on what kind of product someone might find in a SpouseBox.
Sure. We do. You know, Crystal is actually the mastermind behind curation. She asks me a lot of questions like, what do I think of this? And I'm like, that's a great idea. That's why she handles all the boxes. I do all the digital side. But we look for all sorts of different things. We want to put together unique finds. We want to bring in military spouse and veteran-owned businesses. So we're hunting. And we try to central, like, kind of get the box, all of the good, we call them goodies. We try to get all of our goodies united around a theme. So, like, take, let's see, this past box was our March box. And we were thinking, everybody needs to kind of relax at this point. So how do we put together a relaxation box? So we thought about products that we could grab. Like, we were so fortunate that Airwick was worked with us to provide lavender vanilla candles because, you know, aromatherapy and relaxation works. And tea. We found this great company called the Tea Guys. Oh, and the great thing, well, actually, I want to go back because Airwick, the cool thing that we try to find with all of our brands is that they've got to have, like, something that hooks them into the military community somehow. And Airwick ran a fantastic campaign about their candles and how they were bringing the scents from home to people around the world. And one of the commercials that they did was a service member who was deployed, and they sent him candles that would remind him of home, like of apple pie and leather that reminded him of his son's baseball glove. And it was just really cool and touching.
I just did that for my husband's care packages. He has the ones that you melt in warmers, but, like, at Christmas time we bought him Christmas ones and things like that to remind him, you know. That's
a
neat idea.
So and we look for other things, things that Crystal and I just absolutely love. Like, we wanted to include some fun and funky teas. So we found some, I think one of them was Relax. That was the name of the tea.
Oh, and you know what? I've had that. I've had that relaxed tea, and that is awesome.
Yeah, we were like, how cool is that? Because we like to just try to get a variety of stuff. We don't want the same stuff in every box. So we did, like, a variety of teas. We did these really cute paper straws that were, like, mint and white and lavender and white and kind of striped, like, old-school soda fountain style. And then we included some recipes for a smoothie, a relaxed smoothie, and then, of course, a shamrock shake. Who doesn't want a shamrock shake in March?
Oh, yeah, really.
and so we also featured these great chocolate-covered spoons from a military
store.
Her store is called Chunky Duncan Chocolates. She's based out of Louisiana. And so these spoons are dipped in chocolate, so they're like solid chocolate. And you can mix them into hot milk to make hot chocolate.
Even in your coffee. Have a chocolate coffee.
In your coffee. I think we also, because we can't relax too much, because part of relaxation means exercise, right? Because you got to earn your relaxation. And we're so kind. It was great to partner with Bondi Band for these great motivational sweatbands. That they sent us. They're super cool, and they're made in the USA, which we absolutely love. I know I'm missing out on some of the products, but we featured coffee from Lock and Load Coffee, a great veteran-owned business, and we have a great in every box we provide a motivational print. And we work with military spouse artist Dawn Nicole from Find Dawn Nicole. And I think our print this month said, you make your own luck or make your own luck. It was really cool, just fun things you can frame, things that keep you, you know, your spirits up and bring you some joy, make you feel happy to go to the mailbox. Who wants bills? I want my spouse.
Yeah, really. I want something that's going to relax me. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, about signing up. Now, you have a subscription service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, if you want to have it, you know, done, you know, every month, that sort of stuff. Now, are you able to actually go in and let's just say I want to try it out. I want to see if I like this. Can you do a one-time purchase? And how much does that cost? And a subscription?
Yeah, that's a really great question. We do offer subscriptions, of course, and the subscriptions you're going to save, and you're going to save on shipping. They're $24.99 a month, and we set them up so that they recur, so they're recurring payments, and it's done through PayPal. And, of course, we understand if you're not ready to commit, you know, we'll hold hands for a little while. We offer one-time purchases, so you can kind of go in every month and try to purchase your spouse box. And those are $24.99, but they have $5 shipping included with along with that. So the total price for the month-to-month is $29.99.
Well, I'm also thinking, too, that maybe a one-time, maybe you want to gift it to another spouse. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm thinking. I mean, if I have my own subscription, that's great. But mm-hmm. let's just say I want to, you know, I just want to bless somebody and just say, hey, I'm thinking of you, and gift them a spouse box.
It's perfect for that. And we have some other packages that are going to be coming out and rolling out as we go as we go through our first year, because, I mean, really we're coming up on our fourth month. That goes on sale tonight at 11:59 p.m.
Oh, awesome.
Eastern
awesome.
Standard. So April goes on sale tonight. But we're just so stoked, and we're so excited. And we're just trying to be really careful, because being smart business owners means that we have to make sure that every single customer, every single order we put
right.
out is done just right. So we're trying to really be a slow and steady grower.
Right, right.
And we know that we don't have spouse boxes for everyone. Trust me, I wish I could be the Oprah of spouse boxes. You get a spouse box. You get a spouse box. But we're getting there.
Sounds like
we're
your time there. Is coming, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're stoked.
That's awesome.
Now, let me ask you this, Adriana. How is SpouseBox actually helping other military entrepreneurs?
That's a great question. And, you know, I already said that we really seek out military spouses and veteran-owned businesses and veteran-made – I'm sorry, you can hear my dog in the background. He's very excited. the SpouseBox, when we feature these military spouses and veteran-owned businesses, We share the love. We are tweeting about these businesses, and we are writing blog posts about these businesses. We're sharing them with our mailing list that's over, I think, 1,600 and growing with each month. Where Crystal has a fantastic blog at Army Wife 101, and she shoots out messages to her, like, 52,000 followers on Facebook, and we're promoting all of these brands and getting all the word out. And the nice thing is that because we as a community, and y'all know we're a social community when it comes to military spouses and word-of-mouth marketing, we include some really great we include in every spouse box an insert that has information about the brand and the businesses that are included in that month's box. And we encourage our followers and our fans to tweet and use hashtag SBox Squad to share their images, to share, you know, to Instagram pictures of the brands and the products that they love that they saw in the months in each spouse box. We're spreading all the social media love we possibly can. And just this morning, I think someone said, hey, I lost my card from my January spouse box. What was the name of the coffee company that you guys put in there? And it was Lock and Load Java. But we know that these brands, what we're doing is we're planting the seed. We're telling mm-hmm. our spouses, our veterans, you know, because we have husbands and wives who are buying it for their spouses too. We're planting the seed of when you have the opportunity to shop military spouse-owned, shop veteran-owned. Make your dollars count.
Absolutely.
Make them go further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we even had one of our listeners tonight just posted into Twitter her Bondi band
mm-hmm.
and how much she
yeah.
loved that from the March box.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's just incredible what you guys have done. Adriana, we do have to take a quick break. We do want
mm-hmm.
to tell our listeners, though, don't forget, the AWN Core team has some fun discussion taking place on Twitter, including our giveaway, which I think we may already have a winner to. We'll find out for you. But if you'd like to follow along, twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. We are using the hashtag ArmyWife, so be sure to use that when participating. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Adriana and learn a little bit more about SpouseBox. But we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Quaker wants to inspire your mornings. Find low prices and money-saving coupons on your favorite Quaker products, such as Life Cereal, Quaker Instant Oatmeal, and Real Medleys. These savings are only available at your commissary. Share a photo of what inspires your morning, and you could win a commissary gift card. visit QuakerMilitary.com for complete details on our photo contest, brands on sale, and more. That's QuakerMilitary.com.
Rooting out forgotten or unnecessary automatic payments.
This is a Defending Your Cash Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com.
Think carefully the next time you agree to an automatic debit or charge from your accounts. It's true that automatic payment of certain bills can be a great help in warding off those pesky and expensive late payment fees. But unfortunately, if you overuse those auto pays, they can be harmful to your finances as well, especially if you don't keep good watch on them. The common culprit in these cases are monthly subscription services. These are often subscriptions to websites, online game services, and other similar services that do not involve anything tangible to remind you that you're paying for them. Consider evaluating your other bills to find services you're paying for but not using. For example, check your mobile phone bill to see if you're paying for more minutes or services than you actually use. And check your cable or satellite bill to see if you're paying for channel packages you don't watch.
This Defending Your Cash Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to our show. We are talking with Adriana Domingos-Looper, co-founder of SpouseBox, the first subscription box by and for military spouses. Before we went to break, Adriana was filling us in on everything that SpouseBox is, what it offers, some of the products, and how they're helping military entrepreneurs in the process. So now we want to talk a little bit more about you, Adriana, and kind of what it's like owning a business and creating that. So can you start by telling us if owning your own business is something that you always wanted to do?
Oh, gee, can I say the answer to that is no. This was never in my 10-year plan. This was never in my 10-year plan. I think owning a small business, I think it's something that always appealed to me in that kind of pipe dream. You know, oh, wouldn't it be cool to own my own business? Or I think in ninth grade I wanted to own a nightclub. I don't know what I was thinking. this is definitely not a disco. But I think that everybody has the idea of wouldn't it be cool to work for yourself? So no, it wasn't in my plan. What it became was a little bit of creative problem solving. I know earlier in the show you were talking about, you know, trying to find that perfect job, you know, looking for that dream teaching job. By the way, I was supposed to be a teacher. I was a very excited high school history teacher. But we moved to England for our first assignment, and there were no openings at the inn for me. So I had to immediately switch gears and kind of scope. And anyways, all of it came down to, with each move, I had to reinvent myself and reinvent the career. And, you know, one place I'd moved, the industry wasn't there. I wasn't able to get back into what I was doing. And I kind of just stumbled into it. I called myself the accidental entrepreneur. I didn't mean to start a business or businesses. Now I think we're up to three. it's just something I fell into and I loved, and it kind of all clicked. It's nice to have the ability to, like PCS, like we did just now, like last week, and not have to worry about crap. Got to go find a job. Now it's crap. How am I going to work my work schedule around not having an office? Where's the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, you're not in this alone. Okay.
No.
So, tell us what it's like working with a partner in the business.
I got to tell you, if you are fortunate enough to find the right person that you click with. And I was fortunate on both ends. When we started NSB New Media, I was fortunate enough to work with another military spouse, Carmen Grant, who's now moved on to a new passion. and social work, but it really removes a little bit of the pressure of running a business. Because I think whenever you're kind of taking on something where, you know, the success and failure all lies on your shoulders, and whether or not, you know, you see any pay that month is all on you. There's no paycheck, you know, that you don't explicitly go out and earn. Having a partner is really, really great. And it's great to have a partner. Like, I am so lucky that I have Crystal Spell working with me as my partner for Spouse Box, because we really do balance each other out very well. Neither of us have a problem telling the other person no, I don't think so. That's not a great idea. Of course, we don't say it like, no, that's stupid. But, you know, we're like, And anytime you get that really long, pregnant pause, you're like, okay, I'm going to rethink this. You're right. So it's great. It's great to have someone who's open and honest with you. Crystal has different strengths than I do. She's kick booty when it comes to doing outreach with brands and helping us find vendors. And she's just got, like, this innate fashion sense. And I'm all, like, in T-shirts and yoga pants at home. And I'm not allowed to pack the boxes, which is great. Because I'm just not allowed to pack anything. You should see my gift wrapping. That's why I don't get to do distribution. But, you know, I love building websites, and I love code, and I love graphic design. And she's not as strong in that area, and she's happy to let me do it. So we really do bounce off of each other really, really well. And it's such a joy to know that I can get up in the morning, and as weird as it is, I can, you know, Skype up Crystal, and we can hang and we can talk and bounce ideas off of each other and, you know, ask for guidance or give opinions. Having a partner, I think that's one of the greatest things, one of the greatest gifts is finding excellent coworkers and colleagues. But do know it's like a marriage. That's what I always warn people who are getting into partnerships. Do not take that on lightly. And I didn't. That Crystal and I are committed to one another. This is a marriage. When we decided to do Spouse Box, we're in it to win it. This is not something we walk away from. This is something that we work through. And it's been a joy. It's been a joy for the 2.5 years that we worked together on various other projects. And I think that helped. The more I worked with her before we started the business on other projects, it helped us see that we would make perfect partners in the future, and I'm so excited. I look forward to many years with my Crystal.
Well, now you've found that balance. How you were talking about how you and Crystal balance each other in the business world. But one of the biggest questions most working military spouses have is about the work-life balance. Are you able to achieve that, or what would be your number one piece of advice for helping, you know, spouses out there who are trying to balance it?
I think balance is a really horrible word. It's not a word that I would ever use to describe what it is that I do in my life. I think it's really about blending. And I read a great article about work-life integration, which I thought was really, really cool. And I can't remember if it was by one of the founders of this organization called Power to Fly. And she was talking about basically how to get moms working in the workforce and how we really need to look at new and creative ways of how we work. And I think that what we have to do is there are going to be days when I need to take the majority of the day to do things with my kids at school, because I have two girls. They're 4 and 8. And, you know, someone sometimes needs to go to school. And especially since my husband has been gone for the past year to Korea, I've been, you know, on hardcore for the past, you know, 10 months, and there is nobody to tag out and say, hey, can you go do this field trip? I'm the field trip person. So there are days when I've had to say, you know what, Crystal, or you know what, Michelle, my managing editor at NextGen, I'm going to be out of pocket today. But don't worry, I'll be on tonight. And tonight looks like anywhere between, you know, after my kids are in bed to 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's just different hours. It's flexible hours. And I think that it's great. That's the beautiful part. If I need to take the day out, I can. If my kids are going to be sick, I don't have to work as, I'm not chained to a desk. I'm not chained to an office place.
Right.
I can bend and flex, you know, and it's not perfect. And it never will be. You know, something's always falling off my plate. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real, right?
Right.
Something's
right.
always falling off the plate. Something, either the dishes are sitting 2 hours longer than I wanted them to, or the laundry's backed up for 3 weeks and we're in like an underwear drought.
It's just moved it around on the plate. It hasn't quite fallen off. It's just moved around.
Yeah. And, you know, it helped me actually get a little bit, you know, humble and eat some humble pie and say, you know what, I freaking can't do this all.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to outsource some things, even though it really sucked to have to admit that I couldn't do it all. But it sounds crazy, but my tub wasn't getting scrubbed. And I'm like a weekly scrubber. You have to understand this. And I worked from home, and I would fixate about my tub. And I'd be like, dang, I really got to do this tub. And it would just make me crabby, of all things to make me crabby. And I eventually said, you know what? I got to get some help in the house. And I got a housekeeper twice a month, and it was a slight luxury, and it still makes me feel crunchy to say it. So I feel so, ugh. but I no longer fixated on the tub, and I was no longer grumpy about the state of the house.
Well, there you go.
And it made me happy, and it made me be able to play games with my girls instead of wondering when I'm going to scrub the tub. And it was just one thing off my plate. So it was a good thing. So we have to learn how to set those limits and say, you know, what can I let go, and what's really important here?
What's really important? Well, Adriana, we're going to have to wrap up here in a minute, but I want to ask you another question before we do wrap up. Quickly, is there something that you want budding military spouse entrepreneurs to think about when they're starting their own business?
I want them to think, to stop thinking and start taking actionable steps. If it's a thought, if it's an idea, if you have a goal that you want to achieve with a business, start taking steps. Even small steps towards that goal matters. Start researching. Now is the most perfect time to start a business for yourself, especially if it's a location independent business. There's so many resources out there. The startup costs are so low. Don't be afraid, because the fear is just, you know, fear is just excitement in another form. So get out there, embrace the fear, turn it into excitement, and start taking actionable steps towards your goals. It is doable, because I'm floored by the military staff entrepreneurs that I come across all the time. There's some amazing ones out there, and they are so generous and so willing to help. So do your homework and team up with some military staff entrepreneurs. Start asking around. There are tons of them. We're everywhere now. It's such a growing such a growing choice now, and it's beautiful.
Right.
And I love it. It's empowering. So that's what I got.
Absolutely. No, that's great advice, Adriana. We really appreciate having you on the show tonight. I'd like to close up by having you tell our listeners real quick where they can go to find more about SpouseBox and if they'd like to sign up.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. I appreciate it. I think I kept my children up past their bedtime. But if you are looking, it's a one-room suite. I mean, there's no noise control here. So if you're looking for SpouseBox, do come visit us. You can find us at www.thespousebox.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, all via SpouseBox. And we are, you know, come dig in with our communities, come find us, come chat with us, tweet us up, pin us up, use our hashtags. And we look forward to seeing you all out there, and treat yourself. You deserve it.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Adriana, for being with us tonight.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie. We would also like to congratulate our coffee winners in our Twitter party chat. We actually had two. Like Allison said, we were being Oprah tonight with the coffee. So congratulations to @JoeMyGosh and @CandyPro on being our coffee winners tonight. Next week on our show, it will be March 23rd. We are featuring Elena, and I'm probably going to chop this up. I'm so sorry. Elena Miliaris and her military family documentary. So be sure to tune in, because you don't want to miss that.
That's right. But in the meantime, you can join us over on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors. Or you can follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and even YouTube.
And that's Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Have a great week, everyone.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.